Operation Israel 1972. Your first night in Tel Aviv, a wasted marshland within living memory. Today, the brightest, most pulsating city in the Middle East. Out of this newest of Jewish cities, you will move throughout Israel and throughout Jewish history, the UJA way. Among many other places, you will visit settlements, old and new, in valleys whose names you first met in the Bible, Jezreel, perhaps, or Sharon, and kibbutzim, Israel's landmark experiments in selflessness, which have confounded the cynics, because they work. Among many Israelis from all walks of life, you will meet her citizen soldiers, whose vigilance is a prayer for peace to come, who have three times left their loved ones sheltering in the soil while they defended and sometimes died for the Jewish homeland and its heritage. Tracking that heritage on Operation Israel, you will move back and forth through the centuries. Among many ancient and modern historic sites, you will experience the Western Wall, which sometimes, unexpectedly for some, touches deeply hidden wellsprings of Jewish faith and identity. You will feel the power of the past in such hallowed places as Rachel's tomb and on the Mount of Olives. You will see such impressive institutions of the present as the Hebrew University on rejuvenated Mount Scopus and the Israel Museum. Your heart, and if they can, your legs, will rise to the glory of Masada, the ruin which was prelude to rebuilding, the defeat which was the greatest of triumphs, the tragic and heroic yesterday which fashioned all our tomorrows. Beyond yesterday, before tomorrow, Operation Israel will show you Israel's eternal today, the hand stretched across space and time to the hand of a brother, the immigrant who comes in his hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands each year and is never denied. They come like this man, out of a lifetime of oppression, or like others, rebelling against the suppression of their identity in Russia, or fleeing the hangman's noose in Iraq. They come through the open gates and begin the long, hard, uphill struggle to build new lives. Some, old and young, denied learning in their Muslim lands of origin, never catch up. They fall back into pockets of poverty from which crowded classrooms cannot prepare them to escape. You will discover face to face on your Operation Israel mission that the people of Israel spend almost all their substance on defense. To meet immigrant needs and the problems of poverty while maintaining their security, they give of their spirit and of themselves. The funds, 100% of the funds, must come from us to build the high schools, to maintain the universities, to provide vocational training needed by the youngsters who don't go on to the universities, but who must create the manpower base for Israel's growing industry, to give the aged and the aging the freedom and the dignity of useful later lives, to heal and help the handicapped, the disabled, the retarded, and to build our own monument through humanitarian programs to Jewish victims of terror, young and old, yesterday and today. While we assume that responsibility, the valleys of the land under constant attack and threat of attack a few years ago lie growingly green and safe under the watchful eyes of the real heroes and the true glory of your Operation Israel visit, the people of Israel themselves.